tremoring is one of the symptoms of Parkinson's. Tremoring or shaking of a hand or a leg or a foot. It is also the case that tremoring for anyone has a life of its own. Tremoring sometimes is much worse than at other times. We have clearly seen in person after person there is a direct connection between the degree of tremoring and the stress that a person is experiencing in the moment. If a person feels secure and safe and stress-free, tremoring tends to be minimal, if not absent. If a person is feeling fearful and stressed and anxious, tremoring can be quite horrendous. You've likely noticed that very same connection in your own life if tremors are a symptom that you are currently experiencing. This means that the severity of this particular symptom is actually not directly tied to the quantity of any hormone that is present in our body. Call that hormone dopamine if you wish, but you see, it's not directly connected to whether or not there is a, quote, sufficient, end quote, quantity of hormone called dopamine in your body. Or, if you wish, you can name the hormone serotonin or melatonin. Give it whatever name you wish. Or gather a number of different hormones if you wish. You see, it's not about whether or not your body has a chemically sufficient supply of any specific or particular hormone. That's not what's going on. So what is going on? Let me explain. Most of you are probably aware that a larger percentage of men are diagnosed with the symptoms of Parkinson's than women. The estimates vary, but on average, we suspect about 60% men and 40% women tend to be diagnosed with the symptoms of Parkinson's. Why might that be the case? Let me offer one explanation and one perspective that you've likely not heard before. Men, by their very energetic nature, are electric. We carry electrical energy throughout our bodies. Women are magnetic. They carry magnetic energy throughout their bodies. I don't mean to suggest that men have no magnetism and women have no electricity. What I'm suggesting is that the dominant force for women is magnetism and the dominant force for men is electric. Now, think about what happens in an electrical charge when there is a short circuit. Have you ever seen that actually happen? Have you noticed what happens to a wire that is short circuited? If not, I'll tell you what happens. The wire tremors. The wire shakes like hell. That's what happens when there's a short circuit in the electrical connection. tremoring. That's what happens. So you see, all of this means that when tremoring is at its worst, there is an electrical short circuit in our energetic system, whether we are men or women. What can be done about that? Well, ask yourself, what happens in a physical electrical circuit when it is short-circuited? And the answer is, the fix is to ground it. You ground the electrical circuit. That's what fixes it. That's what stops the tremoring. I suggest to you now that the fix is the same with our physical bodies. Grounding is what addresses tremors. What do I mean by grounding? I mean a physical connection to the earth, which is exactly what happens when we ground an electrical wire. We are affixing that circuit to the dirt of the earth. We are connecting that energy to the core center of our physical earth. The solution, then, to when tremors get to be troublesome is to ground down our physical bodies into the core of Mother Earth. We can do that with our intention easily. Let me show you how. Take a breath in and out. Relax yourself and all the muscles and tissues of your body. If you happen to be tremoring now, let the tremor ride however forcefully it needs to ride, for your body knows what to do in the moment. And now, what we're going to do, wherever you happen to be located in the moment, is to ground our bodies down into the physical earth. Take another breath in and out. Become aware of your body. Become aware of the soles of the bottom of your feet. Become aware of how it feels for the soles of the bottom of your feet to connect with the earth. Are the soles of your feet touching the earth now? If not, make it so. Are your shoes on? Why not take them off so that you feel that physical connection to the dirt of the earth? And now, imagine, if you will, roots that grow from the bottom of your feet and grow ever so quickly into the dirt of the earth. Grow them now. Grow those roots 1 inch, 2 inches, 6 inches, 12 inches, 3 feet, 6 feet, 1,000 feet, 10,000 feet, 10,000 yards. 4 miles, 20 miles, 1,000 miles. Allow those roots to connect with the heated solid core of the earth. bring your attention down to your feet and to your legs. Join up with the Divine Mother Earth. She who is here with us and for us always. She who gives us security and safety. For when we connect with her and with her divine essence, there is no fear. There is no anxiety. There is no stress. All is always right when we are connected in this place, in this solid place of security and safety. Feel the connection. The soles of your feet connected now to the core of the earth. Able, of course, to lift your legs as you must and will, but always feeling this strength that emanates from the core. From the core of who we are and who the Divine Mother is. In this place of connection, we are not alone and we are never alone. We are committed to being here on the earth in physical form. We are connected to ourselves and to our divine essence. And in this place, there is no short-circuiting. It is impossible. The place of connection means the electricity that permeates throughout our bodies does so as is needed to support our awesome life force. We are not skewed from the left to the right in a haphazard fashion. We are grounded. Grounded physically to the earth. This is a place where tremoring is impossible. And in this place, notice how you feel. You can always come back to this place of solidarity. Always.